It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are now in part four of our five-part series featuring the individual Tuolumne County supervisors as a chance to learn about issues facing their district and the county as a whole. Today, we're joined on the telephone by District 3 Supervisor Anaya Kirk. Supervisor Kirk, it's great to have you on this morning.
Yeah, great. Thank you, BJ, for having me. I always look forward to speaking with you and letting the people in my district and in the county know what we're up to. So thank you for this opportunity.
So District 3, for anyone who has forgotten or who is unfamiliar, where does it all cover?
It's a huge district. It basically, if you start up on the Highway 108 at the top of the pass and you work your way down, you got Strawberry, well, you got Kennedy Meadows, Dardanelle, Strawberry, Pinecrest, Deer Village, Miwok Village, Tween Heart. It wraps back around. It touches part of Soseyville and then Woodham Carm, and then it works its way back up through Tuolumne City and up to Ponderosa Hill. So it kind of does a big fish hook in the county.
So let's talk about your district specifically first. What would you say are some of the recent projects or initiatives specific to the district?
Recent projects, I know for locally, in Tween Heart, there's been some road issues that have been going on. They're repairing a 2017 storm damage to Little Fuller Road, which is going on right now. And then also on Buchanan Road out there in Tuolumne, there was also some damage in 2017 from the storm. So that's some road work, that some big projects that are going on in my district as far as road goes. Other than that, there's been, with the road crews, there's been lots of hot patching in my district. But there's also, so if you start at the top, Dardanelle Store, as a lot of people know, burned down a couple of years ago. They haven't built the lodge yet, but they do have a bar up there and a little store. So that's a little project that's been happening up there. Also down in my district, some good things that are happening. PG&E put up some high-definition fire cameras. In Strawberry, they've been put in a location to where you can see miles and miles for any smoke that might be initiated from a fire. Also, coming down the corridor in Pinecrest, there's been issues for years with signs, or not with signs, but with illegal parking. So I was able to work with our road crews, and they've put up over 75 no parking signs. Maybe we'll talk a little bit later on in the interview about some plans I have for Pinecrest, but you know, the parking has been a huge issue up there, and so we're going to try and address that in a bigger way moving forward. But we did get some no parking signs up there. Some other big things that are happening in my district, TUD. A lot of people know that TUD is in negotiations with PG&E to acquire some of the water storage, basically to the pre-1914 water rights. So that would be, it's an ongoing conversation, and it's going to take time, but that is a huge deal for my district and really for the entire county of Tuolumne as far as hopefully getting some prehistoric water rights, you know, dealing with Pinecrest and with Lions Lake. Another big thing that's turning the tide, which I'm really excited to see coming to fruition, is Little Sweden. Anybody who knows, if you drive up towards Little Sweden, or towards Dodge Ridge in the wintertime, you know, you're playing dodgeball, trying not to run people over, people parking on the side of the road and sledding and trashing it. Terry Northcutt, who's a resident and owner of a Timberline company here in Tuolumne County, he purchased the land, and anybody who's been up there has seen it's been completely redone. They brought in a lot of rock, basically graded it out, leveling it, and right now he is in talks with selling the property with hopefully some future development, which would be a great tax incentive for Tuolumne County as far as if it could be developed and bring in some revenue. And then another thing off the top of my head that I can think of is Aaron Rasmussen and Frank Smart have built and created a 9/11 memorial. There's been some fundraising in the last year and a half or so, but it's come to almost completion. They had a dedication just a few weeks back. And so It's a great project, and actually bought one of the stones with my grandmother. Both my grandfather and my grandmother fought in World War II, so I purchased one of the little stones to have a place out there in remembrance of them. But that's kind of a big picture of some of the projects going on in my district. And
yeah, quite a few things happening, it sounds like, right now.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'm missing a ton, and you know, our community is so involved and they have so much going on. So if I miss some of the big projects, I'm sorry, but you know, those are some that come to mind.
You kind of teased that you were looking at some things regarding Pinecrest as well. Can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, you know, I think anybody who's grown up here and people who've owned second cabins up there for generations, I think we can all agree that Pinecrest is beautiful. It's our backyard. I have so many amazing memories growing up here and going there. But I can honestly say, I'd say about the last 5 years, I've seen it really transform to where it's just way too overcrowded. It's getting trashed during the weekends. There's just too many people, in my opinion, up there on certain days and certain weekends, especially during holidays. So I'm a firm believer in public lands. It's our taxpayers' money that funds those, and I want everybody to have access to it. But at the same time, I don't want it to be thrashed, and I don't want people who live here to not be able to enjoy the places, you know, that they moved here to enjoy. So, and also another big thing is the Pinecrest Basin. My belief is it's a huge safety issue if there were to ever be a wildfire up there. If you're trying to get in or get out during a busy day or holiday, it could take 20, 30 minutes just to get in or out. And just imagine what would happen if a fire took off in there. So something that I'm working on and that I'm going to be having a meeting with folks in November, I'm going to have a little round table with the U.S. Forest Service and some of the business owners up in Pinecrest. And I've heard the conversations happen before, but I think this time we have a lot of traction. And what I would really like to do is get a day use system, just like Yosemite is doing right now, where if you're not a local, you know, you'd have to register to come up for the day. That way we can somewhat control the amount of people that are in there. And again, this is just a thought, an idea. And then what I would like to see is if you're a Tuolumne County resident, you would not have to utilize that day use system. So basically, if you're out of county, you'd have to register to come up for a day. And then if you're a local resident, you'd have free access at all times. So I'm hopeful for the conversation. I'm sure there'll be some issues to work through, but I think if the conversation is to be had, now's the time to have it.
How about Ponderosa Hills, too, in your district? I interviewed you for some radio stories about a week ago about the new organization, Tuolumne Safe, that you're helping to lead. What can you tell us about what's happening over by Ponderosa Hills right now?
Yeah, so I was actually just out there the other day, and I think you guys might be doing a story on it, but we'll just break the news anyways because it's such an amazing story of how the communities come together to really make Ponderosa Hills fire safe. But I was out there yesterday with Melinda Fleming from TuCare and Daryl Slocum from Sonora Area Foundation. And they came together with their donors, and they got us across the finish line. We were trying to raise $13,000 to bring in rock from Blue Mountain Mineral, which is being donated by Blue Mountain Mineral. And we got about a little over half a mile worth of rock that we're going to lay. So yesterday I went out there. I showed them the project. I got a check for $10,000, which completes our $13,000 fund goal that we were going towards. But just to give the listeners a little background story, this road I was door knocking on 2.5 years ago when I was campaigning to be the district 3 supervisor. And I almost got stuck out there 2 or 3 times. And I thought to myself, if there was ever a fire in Ponderosa Hills, especially on the front side, this whole community would be screwed. We'd have another paradise on our hand. Well, that was pre-paradise. About 3 or 4 months later, paradise fire broke out, killed all those people. And so that basically became my number one goal while a county supervisor was to get that road fixed. It's taken 2 years to get here. There's been lots of issues and lots of bureaucracy involved. And really what Tuolumne Safe is, Tuolumne Safe was born out of this whole project. I couldn't get the grants. I couldn't get enough people to, you know, in government to act on it. Government does a lot of great things on some big projects, but there's also some things that it moves way too slow on, in my opinion. So I got frustrated I have a good friend named Matt Netting, who's also an attorney, and he just said, "Hey, what are some things that you want to accomplish that you can't do?" And I told him about Ponderosa Hill, so he was gracious enough and donated time. He helped me form Tuolumne Safe, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. And BJ, literally, we formed Tuolumne Safe. We went from a conceptual idea to a full-fledged nonprofit literally in 3 weeks. We formed a board. We got really good squared away people, and the whole focus is to get one project done at a time. So Mount Provo Road's that project. To date, when it's all said and done, it'll probably be over $160,000, $70,000 worth of in-kind contributions. And then, like I said, this last $13,000 to $14,000 is going to pay for the trucking to get the rock out there. And we're going to have that money. We have the money completed, and hopefully in the next 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to have all the logistics figured out, and we'll get the rock out there and grade it. And after that point, we'll celebrate, and then we'll talk about what the next project's going to be.
Yeah, it's great to hear. Was there some urgency to getting the rock out before the hard rains come this season?
Yeah. Anytime you disturb soil and then rains come, that first rain is going to wash everything away. Mount Provo Road had some very deep ruts in it. Some of them were 3 or 4 feet deep. And so we really wanted to get the rock out there to help solidify the road, get the grains in the dirt, compact it. We do know with any road like this, especially with the clay out there, we do know there'll be a little bit of touch-up next spring, next summer. And so what I would really like to see is the community of Ponderosa Hills, after we've completed this project, kind of take ownership of that. I know it's a complicated road. It's a U.S. Forest Service road, but it runs through BLM land and private land, but I'm a firm believer that if you want something done, you got to take responsibility to make it happen, and you know, not always wait for government or somebody else to fix a problem, but do it yourself. So we're gonna make it work. We're gonna make it drivable. We're gonna make it safe. But hopefully, from here on out, we'll get some community members up in Ponderosa Hills who are great people. Just to maintain it moving forward.
Need to take a break. We're talking with District 3 Tuolumne County Supervisor Anaya Kirk on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.